Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to.
There's a new Christmas compilation out called Merry Christmas Baby. It features the likes of Jordan Luck, Jackie Clark and Shona Lang, and I won't be playing any of it in this Christmas episode of Counting the Beat. I do, however, support the cause it's raising money for, Plunkett, and I suggest you make a donation. Instead, I've dug around to find some of my favourite, more interesting and obscure Kiwi Christmas tracks. First up is a brand new song available for free download from Wellington indie poppers The Sing Songs. I'll link to that download on countingthebeat.gen.nz. Here's Slightly Sweaty Christmas. Christmas, I featured tracks from two great New Zealand Christmas compilations on my Christmas special, Christmas in the Summertime from 1998 and Christmas on the Rocks from 2001. I've got some more from both of those collections this year. From Christmas on the Rocks, here's Little Stevie McCabe with Rudolph 2001.
So bright,
shine a light upon me.
Carol singers on the porch,
only trying to calm me.
My tree is steady as
rock of ages can be. Oh, sweet Jesus, come back and atone me.
Snow falling lightly, all across the ground here. Welcome in, we don't see your sort around here. Pilot Old Spice stinking up the lounge room. Oh, sweet Jesus, put your arms around.
Also on Christmas on the Rocks, you'll find Hamilton surf guitar band The Hollow Grinders with a reverb-drenched instrumental take on the traditional tune When a Child is Born. For a song from the 1998 compilation Christmas in the Summertime. This is Daniel Minetto of Zoom and David Kilgour's 1990s band Monsterland with a Yuletide tale of woe, Try Prue Santa.
Jim. lovely, dynamic, crutch-popping Mr. Wade Anderson wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year!
Wendy House are responsible for some of the weirdest avant-garde pop to come out of this country. And in 2005, they released the Wendy House Christmas album. From that album, Things is about the predictability and misery of going through yet another family Christmas.
It's a day off. It's a drive. Make an appearance. Leave by five. Things are supposed to be in there. Got the prezzies, paid through the nose. The final clearance will move your toes. Things are supposed to be in their right place. Bet he's got it. It's quite old. It's still a classic, or so we're told. Things are supposed to be in their right place. Like the fragrance, as a shower gel. It was her favourite, mid-range perfume. Things are supposed to be in their right place. Merry Christmas, everyone. Wow, how time flies. The weather's very disappointing. Things are supposed to be in their right place. Have you read it? Oh, that's good. It was the first book I ever finished. Things are supposed to be in their right place. Oh, their greatest hits. Thanks, that's great. Now all the best songs are on one plate. Things are supposed to be in their right place. Time for a photo. Stand over there. Hang on a second. No, move closer. I'll stick to Shandy. Gotta drive. Whoa, that's enough beer. It's my 11. Thing.
The Long Riders aren't a Kiwi band. In fact, they're from the 1980s Los Angeles Paisley underground scene. But in the mid-80s, they released a limited edition flexi disc entitled Christmas in New Zealand. Here it is.
Yes, I miss the snowflakes cover in the trees. Sure, I smell the dumplings which warm you in the freeze. Although I'm sitting safe and warm, my nights are cold and blue. It's Christmas in New Zealand, I'm down under without you. Christmas in New Zealand, I'm down under without you.
15,000 miles away, I can't believe it's true. The Maoris have the table set, roast beef hold the bone. I'm starting to feel sad, and yet we're a nuclear-free zone. Greenpeace couldn't park their boat, the rugby team got drunk. Santa seems so far away, I feel just like a monk. Now I don't mean to put the people down of this here place. I just want my Christmas balls hanging in their place.
Now I've got a funny feeling. It's Christmas in New Zealand. I don't know what to say, as I'm watching Kiwis play. It's Christmas in New Zealand.
I hope you're having fun. I'll be surfing on the coast not far from Wellington. Now if you want to reach me, call me anytime. I'll be home at Auckland 6-2209. I don't know if Saint Nick has his island in his plans. He's been up and freezing cold, and I've still got a tan.
Now I've got a funny feeling. It's Christmas in New Zealand. I don't know what to say, as I'm watching Kiwis play. It's Christmas in New Zealand.
Samantha Fox coloring book, better elected officials, and world peace. What'd you ask for?
Well, I asked for some clodhoppers, basketball, and the new Derwin Kirby album.
Did you leave the milk and cookies out?
I sure did. I'll bet I'll eat them all. Sid, have you been good this year?
I've been good, bad, but I'm not evil. Santa's got a brand new bag. I hope Santa's not a skinhead.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
To close, I've got Matt Alien, a rock and roll guitarist who's played with the likes of the High Tone Destroyers, Slave Trader, and the Strap-Ons. Here, however, he has a go at Bob Geldof and Midge's monster hit charity single, Feed the World.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. Oh, in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world. Oh, at Christmas time. Let's say a prayer. Ooh,
You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced by Chris Walker for Waiheke Radio. On this Christmas episode, we've heard from The Sing Songs, Little Stevie McCabe, The Hollow Grinders, Daniel Minetto, Wendy House, The Long Riders, and Matt Alien.